Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Visit alphainsurance.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power, proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. By Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and windcreekcasino.com. The Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. And by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 67 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
It is time for a bounce back. Auburn welcomes New Mexico to town. It's homecoming on the Auburn campus, and we're here to talk football entirely this evening on Tiger Talk. Good evening, and War Eagle. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance with Brad Law and Jacob Hillman. I'm Andy Burcham from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Leading off tonight, we talk with Auburn head football coach Hugh Freeze. Tigers fell to Cal last weekend. This Saturday, Auburn plays host to New Mexico in a 6:35 kickoff at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Auburn Sports Network coverage begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show presented by Kaneka Sausage on the east side of Jordan-Hare Stadium starting at 3:30. Also tonight, Jason Campbell joins us tonight, the SEC Player of the Year from 2004. In his second year as our color analyst for the Auburn Sports Network, will round out the show tonight. So please, let's welcome Auburn head football coach Hugh Freeze.
Hey, good evening there, Andy.
Glad to have you here tonight.
Sure. Yep, it's good to be here.
Talk about your Sunday. Talk about the day after for you. How do you handle a game like that one in the Hugh Freeze household?
Jill leaves me alone. She knows we've done this a long time, and I just kind of like to be quiet and process my thoughts, and she's just very supportive of that and there to listen if I want to talk, but go to church and then get in the office and watch the film and see what the truth is. And the film never lies, and it always tells you the truth. And everybody, you know, thinks you know what you see on a given game, but then when you watch the film, you know it. You're either right or you're wrong, but there's no denying whatever's on the film is what happened. And it was not a fun film to watch at all. It was offensively, it was very, very disappointing. And hate it for the Auburn people, hate it for our kids, hate it for everyone that you know, our defense. Now, I will say, give some credit to Cal. I thought, you know, they're a senior football team. They started 8 seniors on defense, and they're really good. They tackled well. They know what they're doing. And I thought their quarterback was he played at an extremely high level, particularly in the first half, and we just never – I mean, we had 3 possessions in the first half other than the last minute, the last 2-minute drill that we got it with some seconds left. But now our defense really made some good adjustments and played extremely well in the second half and gave us a chance to win the game. And unfortunately, you can't turn the ball over 5 times and beat anybody. And that was just pretty sickening to watch.
When you have a game like that, and not a game where you're just overmatched physically, and it is a game where you have opportunities to win it without mistakes, you feel like you've got a good chance to win it. How long does a game like that stay with you, or what is the challenge in turning the page, because you do have another game to get ready for the very next week?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in not letting one game beat you again the next week. And I think that's one of the more challenging things for coaching in today's time than it used to be, because there's so many voices that our young men listen to and hear, and it affects them, I know, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it or change it, or but, you know, we've got to speak. You know, I taught my Monday class just like I always do, didn't told them the truth of the game, threw it in the trash, and said, all right, here's our theme for this week, and it was, you know, I planned these long out, and it was timely for our message this week, and I needed it, our coaches needed it, and I know our players did, and hopefully it's when you really depend upon the leadership of the team to understand, man, it's a long football season, and Saturday there were, 68 teams that lost a game, if my math's right, and there were some good teams that got beat, and we were one of them, and we didn't. We're just not at a point yet where we are good enough to play poorly and still beat a solid football team. And I think Cal is a really solid team, and we just. But there's 15 plays that if we just execute like I know we're capable of, and I've seen us do these 15 plays, it wasn't like there's something new. That is a totally different game, and we're hitting them with explosive plays, and you know, and we didn't make any of them, and that was really, really frustrating.
What is the key in your mind? You mentioned the term can't get beat twice. What is that key? Because it happens. We've seen it happen before. What in your mind? Yeah. What's the key to being able to put one game away and not let that beat you the next week?
Yeah, focus on today. And what does Monday bring? Well, Monday brings, let's have our correction period and learn from the film, and then let's move on to the initial game plan. I will say, I thought practice. I just came straight from the field. I thought. They were locked in. I thought they were attentive, subdued. Yes. That's Monday's normally a little more subdued. I think I'll know a lot more tomorrow when, you know, Tuesday is a hard work day, and anxious to see how they'll do. I like, and listen, this team's scary. This team went toe-to-toe with the 20-ranked Arizona and put up ungodly numbers on them, scored 30-something points, and this quarterback runs around and makes play after play after play, and so we better get ourselves ready for sure. But again, I think it has to start with the leadership of the team, and I can preach it till I'm blue in the face, but you better have some competitive dudes in there that and say that it's not acceptable the way we played, and it's not time to point fingers at the defense to the offense or vice versa or any of that. And, you know, and so far I think we're off to a good start.
All right. We'll get to the audience. Herb, you're first when we come back. This is Tiger Talk. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Wetumpka is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Wetumpka. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's a great day to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccination during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It is crucial that we take the steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are up to date on all recommended vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Welcome back to the Ford F-150 Highlight Show. When you talk about impressive lineups, F-150 is at the top of the list. No matter which you choose, gas, the Power Boost Hybrid, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning Truck, you'll have the power, performance, and smart tech needed to tackle your projects. Take it from me, Andy Burcham. Auburn fans know that a winning game plan starts with Ford F-150. For the latest offers on the official truck of the Auburn Tigers, see your local Ford dealer today. Whoa, Regal.
You're listening to Tiger Talk from the Auburn Sports Network. Back to Andy and Brad.
All right, welcome back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. We have Coach Hugh Freeze talking Auburn football. Tigers host New Mexico for homecoming this Saturday night at 6:30. Going to get questions from the audience. If you have questions, raise your hand. Jacob will come to you with a wireless microphone. And we see a couple of hands going up, and we'll get as many of those in as we can throughout the course of our time tonight. Let me remind you, the Auburn Tigers put their trust in Auburn AV for the best fan experience every home game, and so should you. Bring the game day experience home when you have Auburn AV design and install your home entertainment system. Whether it's for 88,000 screaming fans or for you and your best friends, Auburn AV has what you need. Learn more at auburnav.com. To the audience, we
Herb,
go.
Herb leads us off.
All right, Herb.
Herbert.
War Eagle, Coach.
War Eagle, Herb.
I don't know anything about coaching football. That's why I went to work for NASA. But playing a team like Alabama A&M early, I agree with we ought to play the in-state schools and support the program, that sort of thing. But does that sort of work against you because you hadn't really been smacked in the mouth when you get to playing the bigger guys, and maybe you need to schedule those later in the season when you really need a break?
Well, all of this was done before I ever got here on the job, but I tell you, there's no question. I've told our administration, schedule our FCS opponent down in the year in between a Georgia and Missouri would be my preference by far to start off with a different opponent than that. There's no question that I don't know. I do think. Let's see. Next year we open with Baylor, I believe. So that will be a good test right out of the gate. And I'd much rather have it that way, and then play it the first game of the year.
You're on the same wavelength as the rocket scientists. So that's you're thinking alike.
Yes.
I want to ask this question about offensive rhythm in the game Saturday because like Perry and Malcolm specifically weren't in there as much as I know you'd like them. You talk about a free rotation. You had five drives that were two plays or less in the game. It's just tough to get those guys in when that's happening, isn't
it? Yeah. You didn't have any possessions in the first half, really. Then you start the third quarter, and you got to give them credit. Their special teams pinned us inside the two-yard line the first two possessions. Now, we ran it out and got the first downs and then get to either take a sack or got hit with the sack and threw the interception right when he got hit. And then we had what I thought was a targeting call that would have given us a big first down, and they didn't see it as targeting, which the view I saw was, I thought, pretty clear that it was crown of the helmet right to Jarquez's head, but they didn't see it that way. And so there was absolutely no rhythm. And that's, somebody asked me that today about, it was Cam and Robert and Dre that got most of the reps, and I said, well, yeah, they're probably going to get most of them, but an ideal situation for us is where we're in a rhythm and they're freely kind of rotating with those other kids, and it just, we could never, ever, ever get in a rhythm, like you said, with the turnovers, and I mean, I don't know, it felt like we had four drives that were three plays or less, and one was one play, I think, and after we got the ball at midfield and we fumble, and just never could get any rhythm to get everybody in the game.
With regard to the injuries, I know you were asked today at the press conference, Tuttle Miller and Cam Coleman, is there any more clarity a couple hours after the press conference today regarding this Saturday?
I would think that they're both doubtful for Saturday, but it's Monday. They're both tough kids. They both want to play. I just don't know. Tuttle tried to come back in, and he just couldn't function. And that that hip flexor is a really tender thing, and he's got a pretty bad strain on the MRI. It showed quite a bit of blood in there. It's not torn, thank God, but he's got that. And for a receiver to have a grade 2 sprain of the shoulder, that's hard to play with. Whether you're blocking or whether you're catching or whatever, it's just not a comfortable. That's not a comfortable thing to do for a receiver. So I would put it past either one of them to want to try and do it. Cam says he's going to, but I don't know. It's just I don't want to do something that sets them further back for sure. But we'll listen to the doctors and see how they feel the closer it gets to game time.
How much cross-training has Dylan Wade done at the guard and tackle spots, if you need to move him around a little bit? And talk more about Tate Johnson and Braden Joyner and the job that they have done providing depth on the line for you.
Yeah, we went in fall camp. We spent a week of constantly moving D. Wade to tackle some too, and just in case. And so if I had to say right now, and let's say Tuttle is unable to go, we would slide D. Wade out to one of the tackles, whether it's right or left, I'm not sure yet, and play more of Tate and Joyner inside for sure. Ronan Chambers had a solid game. Again, he really did well in the run game. Pass game, we struggled a little, but they had two really good defensive ends that gave not just him problems, but, gave others a problem too. But so you could probably see him, D. Wade play some at tackle, and then if we wanted to rotate Ronan in a series, maybe moving back to guard. But you definitely – he'll be prepared to play some tackle this week.
That's why you get those guys like Ronan Chambers who have plenty of game experience in their past and come in, and you never know whether it's game 2 or game 12 when they could be needed.
Yeah, it's really good that that was a good pickup late for sure, because he's a solid player for us.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll go back to the audience. Again, if you have questions for Coach Freeze, raise your hand. Jacob will come to you. Jason Campbell, who's in the house, we'll talk to him
toward
the end of our program tonight as well. And so we got much more coming up here on Tiger Talk. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Hey, this is Kevin Tutto, owner of Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. It's finally fall and football is here. Come check out one of our 77 TVs and watch your favorite team while enjoying hot wings and cold beer. Wanting to support your Auburn Tigers? Well, come join us each and every Monday for Tiger Talk as Coach Freeze joins us live in-house to discuss all things Auburn football. We also have every NFL game for the entire season with the NFL Sunday Ticket. Don't forget Thursday nights and Monday night football. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, your football headquarters this fall. 2353 Big Creek Road, exit 57 on I-85. War Eagle.
It's the Ford F-150 Highlight Show. I'm Andy Burcham, and today we're talking about the built Ford Tough F-150. It delivers the power and performance you need to step up in big moments. And with available smart technology like Pro Power Onboard, you'll be game day ready every day. For the latest offers on a new F-150, the official truck of the Auburn Tigers, see your local Ford dealer today. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
The Southeastern Conference. It's the land of legends, the places, the faces, and moments.
And he's going for it. It's a touchdown!
We've seen the confetti fall again and again. But we're not done. It's time for the next generation to make their mark and go from 14 deep to 16 strong. It's a whole new ball game in the SEC, and it just means more.
Welcome back on the Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Of course, it's brought to you by Alpha Insurance. It's our first Tiger Talk prior to Monday Night Football tonight. It's the Jets and the Niners. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers can last more than 4 plays this year.
Oh, so Aaron's back.
He is.
That's Father Time. He's doing well.
Indeed.
All I don't get to watch much NFL, but I pull for Malik Willis, obviously, and think he's going to get a chance now.
He sure is.
Hopefully he'll do well.
All right. Let's get back to the audience. Go ahead, Jacob.
Buster's question actually is about a rule in the NFL, and he's also going home with the Alpha Insurance prize pack.
All right, yeah.
All right, Buster.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
War Eagle.
War Eagle to you.
First of all, a question about the NFL college game, the left tackle.
Yeah.
Man, the NFL's all over that drop back, that hip drop cheat.
Yeah.
Help me pass block better. They're not really doing that in college, are they yet? Or are they not enforcing that?
They'll warn you pretty much every game. I'll get two or three of those a game, but I just don't understand. Those quarterbacks are not going to survive in that league if they make that guy get all the way up there totally square and protect these quarterbacks against those defensive ends that are rushing. And I mean, I've never really understood I know you can't be in the backfield, but man, to give that guy a little leeway when the defensive end now can get as far out as he wants and tilt it as much as he wants and move around. And I don't know. It must be an emphasis this year in the NFL because I did see it was a Thursday night game. They called it like three times in a row, and then when they would go to the steel shot.
Yeah, it was on the same guy.
I thought his feet were perfectly aligned with the guard. He's just in an upright stance with his head not leaning forward because that's what a tackle's going to do when he's getting ready to pass pro. So I think it's kind of silly, truthfully. I don't get that.
And the last thing is more of an observation. I think we're, about to rip off three in a row hard wins. I'm talking like in your face, physical, offensive, defensive wins. And I'm talking like start with New Mexico and then going to Arkansas and then going to Oklahoma. And Georgia better, watch out. You know, they were lucky last year. They don't have Brock Bowers. We win. They don't have Brock Bowers.
Well,
watch out.
Let's take care of New Mexico, and I hope you're right on all of that. And we'll be celebrating big time. But we've got to improve with taking care of the football for sure. And we just left so many plays out there Saturday that it was so frustrating. And we've got to figure out. We got to get the right people making the right plays and right decisions for sure. But that sure would be nice to do that and celebrate with the Auburn faithful.
You mentioned earlier today that there were 15 plays that you were going to go over with the quarterback room.
Yeah.
I did. Okay.
And, very, very frustrating. And it's not hard stuff. And I'm just kind of baffled, truthfully.
Okay.
That I'm the first to stand before our team and say, guys, we called five plays that schematically they did not give you a fighting chance, and that's our fault, and that's tough for me to say, but I always do that. But honestly, there was one play in this game that I think was a bad call by our staff, and the rest of them, if we just we blew a protection, you can't do that, and it cost us. We have a wheel route running down the sideline. No, they totally dropped him, and we blew a protection by our tailback, and missed that one. And then the others, though, were Peyton. He just did not. Fourth and two, midfield. Was not a good decision. We got two slants that are just by themselves. They both won on fourth and two. Stick it on them and. Let's move the chains, and he got greedy and tried to throw a deep ball and situational awareness, things like that. We get the ball back 21-14 with 2 minutes to go. Used all our timeouts, saved the time, got it back to 2 minutes. First or second play, y'all have to help me, Brad, but we've got a little fit route to the boundary. Cam got jammed at initially. He should immediately be off that and should be to the field. And I want to tell you, I wish I could show it to everybody right now. Robert Lewis is running through the middle of the field with no one within 10 yards of him. And literally, let's say he doesn't score. We will be at the 20-yard line going in to score, to tie the game. And it's a play we've installed since day one. And why we force that is hard for me really to fathom. And he's got to change that, or we've got to make a change. And so it's just when you watch it, he's sick. It just doesn't make any sense because it's really a simple read, and it's one he can get off of really quick. And, I talked to Ken and Jesse, and I'm the first to say, have we not coached this? But I even know what I said on the headset, right before that. And so it's frustrating for sure, and particularly from a senior. And I know that quarterbacks and coaches get the brunt of the blame when things don't go well, and we get that, we accept that, and he accepts it. He doesn't run from it. Two of the interceptions, really. It's hard to blame him. He gets hit right when he's releasing one. That happens, and then one ricochets off Cam's hands. Could have been a little better throw, probably. Cam probably could. I've seen him catch harder balls than that, and it goes right to them. That one was tough. The last one was a total miscommunication between him and Dre. He should have been running a bang post, and he was running a take one post. But the one that really killed us was that one. When we have the ball with 2 minutes to go and he tries to force it, and the guy is just really has just collision cam the whole way to the sideline, and there's nowhere to put that ball. And so it's just, we throw that over route right there and we're in business. And I think we're 21-21 and going to overtime.
Like your chances there.
Well, I thought our defense, man, positive, our defense got made adjustments and got better and better as the game went on. And would have liked our chances if we could have got it to overtime.
It's Auburn head coach Hugh Freeze. Stay tuned. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Hey, this is Kevin Tutto, owner of Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. It's finally fall and football is here. Come check out one of our 77 TVs and watch your favorite team while enjoying hot wings and cold beer. Wanting to support your Auburn Tigers? Well, come join us each and every Monday for Tiger Talk as Coach Freeze joins us live in-house to discuss all things Auburn football. We also have every NFL game for the entire season with the NFL Sunday Ticket. Don't forget Thursday nights and Monday night football. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, your football headquarters this fall. 2353 Big Creek Road, exit 57 on I-85. War Eagle.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hey Auburn family, Coach Freeze here. Football season is upon us, and it's time to get your game day snacks ready. I'll be reaching for Golden Flake potato chips and pork rinds this season, especially the Sweet Heat pork rinds and dill pickle potato chips. Those are my favorites. Golden Flake has been a part of our game day for over 67 years. Whether you're hosting on game day or looking for something to satisfy your halftime hunger cravings, make sure to grab your favorite Golden Flake snack, War Eagle.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
Submit questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network. Now back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Wind Creek Casino and Hotel with 3 Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel online at windcreekcasino.com. Brad Law, along with the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, and the head coach of the Auburn Tigers, Coach Hugh Freeze, welcoming your call or your calls. What am I, 1995? Let's go. Welcoming your questions from the audience. Let's go back to Jacob now.
Janice is here in the front and present.
All right, Janice.
Coach, on a positive note, talk a little bit about Keldrick Faulk.
Yeah.
And what a game he had.
Yeah. Well, first, Keldrick is, you want to talk about putting a game behind you and handling things, adversity the right way. Adversity always reveals character. And if there's anyone you want leading your team and your program, Keldrick Faulk is it. He's everything an Auburn football player you want in an Auburn football player. And I don't mean just from the way he plays, but the way he leads daily, the way he responds, the way he talks, the way he encourages. Just couldn't ask for any more than what Keldrick gives our team.
Back-to-back sacks, we believe, for the first time in 20 years.
Wow.
And back-to-back plays.
That's big.
I
was impressed with him after the game. We interviewed him on the postgame show afterwards. And to think he's a true sophomore with his poise, his maturity, that attitude, you know it meant something to him, but you also knew that, you know, he's one that guys are going to look to regroup and come back strong.
Yeah, he will lead in the right way.
All right, again, if you have questions, raise your hand. Jason Campbell coming up a little bit later on in the show. I do want to go back to the quarterback conversation. You said in your press conference today that you were going to have conversations with both Peyton and Hank. Now, we're not owed any coach-player confidentiality. You know, that's like attorney-client privilege, coach-player privilege. Are you open to sharing some of how those conversations went, or would you rather just keep that in-house?
Well, I mean, look, they're my guys, and so I succeed with them and I fail with them, and I'm not going to – I don't jump ship on them. But the expectations of that position, you know, have got to be met. And again, I don't mean a guy made a bad throw. I mean, that happens. Some quarterbacks may – even Jason Campbell may have made one, you know. He may have made one bad throw to an open guy or something from time to time. But – the expectations of running the offense in an efficient manner is a reasonable expectation, and either we're not coaching it well enough, or they are deciding to play within their own system sometimes, and that's what the meeting was about with both, and showing them the 15 clips. I actually met with them separate, showed them the same clips, and I said, talk me through this. I want to hear you talk me through this to see if I've taught you or if Kent and them have taught you the correct way that you should see what's going on here. Start with everything. Tell me everything you see here. Tell me coverage. Tell me post. Tell me the protection you're fixing to set. Now then talk me through your progression here. And I made them both do all of that, and darn if they know exactly on those 15. This was not some complicated game plan that they haven't done and known. And so that's the frustration part, is when they can sit there and say, hey, I should get off this right now and get back to my over post curl or to my check down. I was just thinking. That's when I have a problem, is when they say it, but I was just, whoa, stop. You're not getting paid to think after that. Do what you just told me at first. You should have got off of it and gone to that. Well, I was thinking I may need to take a shot with Cam. Well, those shots will come, but the worst thing you can do is do what we just did when you got people running wide open in a lot of other places. But the meeting went good. Neither are blame game guys. Neither, of course, Hank didn't play, but I wanted to hear him talk through them, and he was, he was on point with everything. And so was Peyton. And obviously Peyton just gets the criticism because the execution wasn't there. I would sit here, and if we had 15 plays and on 8 of them he said the wrong thing and didn't understand the teaching of it, then that is on me. But there wasn't a single one other than the one. There's one play that was a bad call, and we overcame it. It wasn't a turnover. It was down on, like, the 5-yard line, and they played a coverage that I hadn't seen on film with everybody was inside tip. We ended up scoring the next play, but That was a bad call, and the quarterback had no answers to that, and that's on us as coaches. But the others, they understood them pretty clearly, and we just did not execute them.
Been so much attention, and rightly so, about the freeze fourth at the receiver spot. But the guy that leads your team with 3 touchdown catches right now is Keandre Lambert-Smith. Talk about what he has meant to that room and to your offense through 2 ball games right now.
Well, he's a veteran. I mean, he's played a lot of snaps at the Power 5 level, and there's nothing like experience. He's been in games like that, and they don't bother him. They don't make him nervous. I mean, and obviously he's very athletic and skillful.
Right.
I think he's a really good receiver, and I'm excited about him and Robert for sure in the transfer world. But we've got to get Malcolm and Perry to where they can function in a game like that and be able to adjust. As we go along with maybe different stuff that you didn't really see all week, and we need to, because they're both athletic enough to help us.
As you look ahead to this weekend and New Mexico, what do you see out of them offensively, defensively? What kind of team are they?
I haven't gotten to watch a lot of them offensively yet, because I've just been yesterday and today focusing on getting our plan in. That is one that I think from A to Z is one that there should be no question marks. Let's do what we do. And in the first half, if we just were running our base stuff, if we complete those 2 slant routes, I think we're off and just in running our normal stuff and not having to worry about really coming from behind. But we didn't. So I just want this game plan to be, look, I thought we ran the ball well. We averaged another 7 yards a carry, I believe it was, and just didn't have enough possessions. But so I've just focused on now defensively. They bring a lot of stuff. I mean, they are high risk defensively, at least they were in the first 2 games. They bring pressure from a lot of different places, and after watching the Cal game, it wouldn't shock me if they did some of that. We struggled some with particularly 2 pressures that Cal showed, and so it wouldn't shock me to see that. I think we should be able to score some points. Now, I just talked to DJ and them. I haven't watched a lot, but the quarterback is concerning. He runs around and makes a lot of plays. He did against Arizona for sure. Threw for a lot of yards, ran for a lot of yards, and so they've got he's got our defensive staff's full attention.
Dampier's run has passed for 432 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. He's also run for 164 yards and 3 more touchdowns this year. Yep, so dual threat guy to be.
Yeah,
sure.
they're concerned.
What do you think defensively, DJ and his staff and the guys had to execute it, obviously. What was the biggest difference from half 1 to half 2? Because they really clamped down there in the second half. 2 of the 3 touchdown drives were the short fields. I mean, that defense played great.
Yeah, it was 14 points off turnovers. And I think they, really just kept them in third and longer.
Yeah.
That quarterback did a great job in the first half, I thought, of, man, they really – he got them in on the second longs into 3rd and 2s and 3rd and 3s, and that was a big difference, and it just ate the clock up in the whole first half.
Let me ask one more question off the subject of what we're talking about. But last Friday was Board of Trustee meeting. They made the announcement with regard to the North End Zone project, a big gift there that is getting that off the ground. It's going to be interesting to see how all of that comes about. But what does that mean to you? What does that mean to the program?
Our Auburn fans are the best, and anything to enhance that stadium is going to help us and help our fans have more enjoyable, put more people in the stands, and just the support we have. And obviously, I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are helpful in that endeavor. But, man, we have to give Reed and Robin Dove you know, are leading the charge with that. And just so happens, truthfully, Reed and Robin have become really good friends of Jill and, and ours. And this happened before. I mean, we've known each other through Gus and Christy for a while. But ever since I've been here, I don't know, we just hit it off. And we did family vacation together with them this year. And at the lake, we're always at each other's house when we're both there. And I just can't say enough about their generosity and them as individuals. They're just really good people. And obviously, we're so thankful that they're leading the charge for this North End Zone expansion.
Coach, we appreciate the visit. Can't wait to see your team out there
Saturday
night.
I want to get this taste out of my mouth badly. I wish we could play them tomorrow. So, and I'm sure our fans do too. So.
Well, we look forward to it. Thank you, as always, for the visit.
War Eagle. Thank you, War Eagle.
All right. Head football coach Hugh Freeze joining us here on Tiger Talk. When we come back, Jason Campbell, 2004 SEC Player of the Year, joins us when we come back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
It's a dessert.
We're going to talk more cookies, desserts, snacks. You weigh in when we come back. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's a clip from a recent Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham.
Jason Campbell.
I think the biggest thing that happened for this program was everybody put their egos to the side. Going into our senior year, Coach Nall went back to O-line coach. Coach Isenminger goes to tight end coach. And Al Borges comes in as the quarterback coach and then the new offense coordinator. But our staff stayed together. So the part that we didn't have to relearn everybody, the main person that had to make an adjustment was me, the quarterback. So the one thing Coach Borges told me first guy, he said, you have all the skills and talent to be as good as anyone in the nation. He said, you need more opportunities. And he said, and I need to just let you play and not worry about making mistakes. When he told me that, it was like the whole weight just came off my back.
A new episode of the Talking Tigers podcast is released every Monday. Wherever you listen to podcasts, like and subscribe to the Talking Tigers podcast, only from the Auburn Sports Network.
It's a great day to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccination during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It is crucial that we take the steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are up to date on all recommended vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Welcome back on Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, brought to you by our good friends at Alpha Insurance, along with Brad Law, Jacob Hillman, Tim Walker. I'm Andy Burcham. Jason Campbell joins us in just a moment. But let me tell you this, that the Alabama Department of Public Health reminds you, don't wait, vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM to learn more. Please welcome a guy that we affectionately called Smooth on our crew.
Smooth.
2004 SEC Player of the Year, Jason Campbell.
How you guys doing?
War Eagle, my friend.
Hey, War Eagle, War Eagle.
Glad to have you here. Glad to have you in town on a Monday night.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to do my best to stick around a little more.
Well, we're all for it.
Yeah.
We are all for it. I mean, we just like to see you guys move down here.
Well,
let me just go ahead and put that out there. No kidding.
You know?
I love Auburn.
I know you do.
And we have a place here.
Yes.
But I kind of built my foundation where we're at. And I
understand.
You know, it's just kind of hard to pick up.
But you know, we'd love to have you here.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the fan.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of feedback Saturday on one thing in particular.
Is a cookie a snack or a dessert?
Is a cookie a snack?
My friend Frank and Tracy Aprandi were listening to us driving in. We've already had a conversation about this already tonight.
Raise your hands if you think a cookie is a snack.
See, not a lot of hands. Okay, there they go.
Yeah, they're gonna sign for Jason.
It's a delayed reaction.
Raise your hands if you think a cookie is a dessert.
Oh, well, hello.
Wow.
That changed a little bit, didn't
kind
it?
Of 50, that's a 50-50 ball right there.
I think it's a little bit more.
Let me tell you this. It's all about when you have it. If you have it right after your meal, it's a dessert. If you have the same cookie at like 2 in the afternoon, then it's a snack.
I beg to differ.
Of course you do.
I beg to differ.
All right. I don't think we're going to budge you on
cookie
this.
Cookie with ice cream, Cool Whip, caramel sauce.
All right. What
sounds good.
Let me ask. No,
that's a good start.
It's a dessert. All right. Cookie by itself. No.
I'm only going to ask one small follow-up, and then I'll leave it alone, I promise. What about a brownie? Same size as your snack cookie. Is that a dessert or a snack?
A brownie cooked on the stove, dessert. A brownie in a package, snack.
Boy, you got a lot of rules.
You got a lot of rules.
And they all favor him.
Yeah, they do. That's a great point.
Yeah. I'm on no dessert for 5 weeks, so. Yeah.
But snacks are fine.
Yeah, snacks are fine.
Unlimited snacks, but no dessert.
I don't eat unlimited snacks. You know? Okay. I'm over 40 now, so I got to watch my figure.
I know it. Don't I know it?
Yeah.
All right.
You should know it.
Jason, let's talk a little bit here. Specifically offensively, what we saw Saturday, and Coach Freeze has talked very candidly, very extensively about it. If you're a quarterback and you've come through a rough day offensively, how hard is it to close the door on that one and to move forward and try to correct the mistakes from the previous game?
Well, you have to. As a quarterback, you're always under pressure. Anytime you play quarterback in any, you know, big college or pros, you know, you're always in a position where sometimes you get a lot of credit, sometimes you get too much of the blame. But at the end of the day, if you're going to play that position, you better have thick skin. And you got to go. You got to be honest with yourself as well, from a criticism standpoint, of what you can do better. And I think overall, when you go back and watch the film, you can't make excuses for yourself. You have to see the things that are easy. But as a quarterback, you got to stop the flood as well. And what I mean by that is you can't make the net series worse than the series that just came off the field. You got to find a way to regroup, gather the guys on the sideline, make sure everyone locks in and get focused.
All right, how tough was that for you? I mean, listen, you grew up in a coaching house. I mean, your dad coached in high school. You came to Auburn. It wasn't always rosy. I mean, it ended certainly on a high note. How tough was that for you to put away a tough game or whatever and move on?
Well, like you said, my dad was a coach, so a lot of it is about being resilient, right? You know, you learn at an early age growing up, and you continue to fight. For me, there's a lot more highs than it was lows, but you learn more from your lows than you do your highs. And, you know, like when you're on top, it's always easy. You know, everyone pats you on your back. But when you have a tough game, you got to go home. And, you know, especially playing in National Football League, you're in a major market. You know, every radio station is, you know, want to critique your game. And, you know, you have to be able to have blinders and everything. So for a lot of these guys with social media and all these things going on nowadays, you got to learn how to stay in the moment and be where your feet are. You know, you got to get off social media. You got to get off, you know, listen to what everybody's saying about your game. But you also got to become a bigger student of yourself. And you got to study the things that people see your tendencies or see why do you make the decisions you make when you make a bad play. You know, figure it out. You know, but that comes from studying. And a lot of guys nowadays, they don't want you to tell them anything. They think they know everything. And especially now where we're in the NIL space where sometimes you guys feel like, oh, I got to prove myself to put up certain numbers to, you know, to be able to better myself off the field. Now you start to force certain things. And I feel like watching this game this past weekend, we have a great receiver in Cam Coburn. We know that Lambert Smith is a really great receiver. But I think sometimes Peyton got himself in trouble because you can try to focus on trying to make sure you get those guys the ball and you can miss the easy throws and the easy progressions. You know, on that 4th and 2, that comes down to what's my higher percentage of us getting that 4th down conversion.
Right.
When you think about that, you got 2 inside slants and then you got a press on the outside. Your 2 inside slants are your high percentage throw. You got an all-out blitz, just hit the guy, move on to the next play. I understand you got Cam locked up 1-on-1, but that can come in a situation where it's 3rd and 1 and not 4th and 2.
Yep. Got to get caught up here. We're a little bit behind. 2 quick breaks coming up before the end of the show. So we're going to step away now, have more with Jason Campbell when we come back. Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
When the game is on the line, you want someone you can count on. At Alabama Power, we believe in consistency and having each other's back. It's our game plan to safely deliver the electricity you depend on. We give 100% to achieve 99.9% reliability. Learn how we power a better Alabama at alabamapower.com/reliable. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Auburn fans, this is Coach Hugh Freeze asking for your help. On to Victory has been a crucial supporter of Auburn student athletes. It's important to keep that good work going, so please join On to Victory today, War Eagle.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out Forte, Soul, and don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles. The Carnival are our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Rico.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze. The support of the Auburn family is vital to the success of our student athletes, and On to Victory plays a crucial role in that. Please help keep that good work going by joining On to Victory today, War Eagle.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
This is the Auburn Sports Network, and you're listening to Tiger Talk. Back to Brad and Andy.
Jason Campbell, our guest on Tiger Talk tonight, right back to the audience. Jacob.
Here is Herb.
Hey, Jason, I know you didn't play for Coach Dye, but he always talked about wrestling with the angels, and you sort of related to Andy's last question, but was there a particular time in your career at Auburn where you were wrestling with angels, and what did you do?
Yeah, I could go back to, 2003, we had a lot of high expectations, correct? And, Bobby Petrino was offensive coordinator our sophomore year, and we kind of started taking off under him. And then he decided to take the head coaching job at Louisville, and we tried to run the same offense by moving Coach Nall to offensive coordinator. But at that time, you can kind of tell that there's a huge difference between trying to recreate something that someone else has been doing for 30 years and you trying to mix it all up into 1 year and trying to get everyone on the same page is not as easy as people think. And those first two games was like trying to fill everybody out. And I remember we lose those first two games, and that's when, at that point in time, like, you can respond in one or two ways. You can, let the bottom fall out, or you can come together as a football team. And we chose to come together as a football team and won five straight after that, I believe.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Herb. We appreciate it. We need to get to another break quickly. Stay tuned. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Hey, Auburn family. Coach Freeze here. Football season is upon us, and it's time to get your game day snacks ready. I'll be reaching for Golden Flake potato chips and pork rinds this season, especially the Sweet Heat pork rinds and dill pickle potato chips. Those are my favorites. Golden Flake has been a part of our game day for over 67 years. Whether you're hosting on game day or looking for something to satisfy your halftime hunger cravings, make sure to grab your favorite Golden Flake snack, War Eagle.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-64-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When the game is on the line, you want someone you can count on. At Alabama Power, we believe in consistency and having each other's back. It's our game plan to safely deliver the electricity you depend on. We give 100% to achieve 99.9% reliability. Learn how we power a better Alabama at alabamapower.com/reliable. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out Forte, Soul, and don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles. The Carnival are our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Regal. Wrapping things up tonight on Tiger Talk from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, of course, brought to you by Alpha Insurance, Auburn and New Mexico. Saturday at 6:35, our coverage begins at 3:30. Jason Campbell with us for literally just another moment. How much are you looking forward to getting out there watching this team? What's this team's response going to be?
Well, that's the best thing about this, right? Our first week, we didn't get a chance to learn much about our team. You know, just be honest. You know, our opponent wasn't a threat for real, but we learned so much about ourselves against Cal. But as a player and if you're a leader in that locker room, I want to see how these guys come out and play when your back feel like it's against the wall. You know, everyone been patting you on your back for the first week, you know, against a pivotal pole that you're supposed to beat. But now, after you've taken defeat, how are you going to respond? Yeah. Because how you respond this week will tell me a lot about the rest of our season.
No question about that. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on Homecoming Saturday, and among the guests – Saturday in the pregame show, we'll have the homecoming court with us on Saturday.
That's a tradition on the Auburn Sports Network.
All right. As tough as Saturday was, Sunday was a terrific day for Auburn athletics.
Yeah.
With both Auburn volleyball, Auburn soccer remaining undefeated on the season with top 15 wins. Auburn soccer at home Friday night against Old Dominion. Auburn volleyball on the road in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Soccer's up to fourth in the country this week.
How about that?
Yeah.
And started the year unranked.
Yeah. Well, when you don't give up a goal
when
in your first 7 matches.
When you're 7-0 and you've scored 27 goals and you haven't given up a goal, that will do that.
What'd you have tonight, Jason? What was your dinner?
Did you have a cookie? Did you have dessert?
I did not have a cookie.
Okay.
I actually had a salad.
Good
and,
for you.
I got the go fish. So, a little bit of fish over some rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's good stuff.
I would not fall into you guys' temptation.
Believe it on us.
It was just a question because of how delicious everything is.
I know y'all don't think I can do this for 5 weeks, but I am skeptical.
I am skeptical. I hope you make it.
Can't wait to see you Saturday.
Thank you for coming here tonight. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Auburn Opelika Tourism is a sponsor of Tiger Talk, and there's a ton going on this weekend. Visit aotourism.com. But the homecoming parade downtown Auburn, 6 p.m., Friday at 7, you've got the homecoming social featuring Trotline. That's on Samford Lawn. Steve Forbert is in concert at AUUF 7:30 Friday night. Like, there's a ton going on just Friday, and there is that soccer match against Old Dominion at 6:30.
Yeah.
So aotourism.com, take your pick of what's going on. That's just Friday. The ODK cake race is 7 o'clock Saturday morning. Second Saturday, Pioneer Park in Lochapoca as well. Saturday before the game, brunch and browse downtown Auburn on Sunday. And the Chihuahua Cha-Cha 5K, 10K trail race also Sunday. Jason will be ready for that.
Cha-Cha.
General manager of the Auburn Sports Network has been Harling. Tonight's show produced in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios by Quinn Brakeen.
Give me one.
Tim Walker, our engineer, Jacob Hillman, producing on site. For Jason Campbell, head football coach Hugh Freeze, and the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham. I'm Brad Law. Thanks so much for coming out and watching the show. Thanks for watching and listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance, all across the Auburn Sports Network.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Visit alphainsurance.com. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 67 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama, and a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. By Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with 3 Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, you can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. And by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all vaccines, including respiratory virus vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Playfly Sports.